to install an AC of 200 tons was reduced to an initial cost required to install an AC of only 80 tons, because our building load is only 80 tons in this building, which is very low for this kind of building. So this is how you can, although the initial cost was increased due to double glazed window or due to, you know, insulation, but that initial cost was again further reduced due to reduction in the cooling demand. So this is
we will have discussion points later.
Yes, okay.
So
yes.
Yeah. So thank you, Tarun. So just to add to what Tarun said, see, when we are going for energy efficiency measures, so there are two kind of gains here. So from the cooling, the first gain here was the reduction in the cooling demand. So rather than selecting a air conditioning plant for say 200 tons, we are selecting a air conditioning plant say for 80 tons and all that. The second benefit which you see is the adoption of the efficient chiller or VRF system or whatever it is. So these are the kind of benefits we have. So we will take up these discussion points later after the presentation on capacity building, and then we can have joint discussion on that. Just निकलवा लो जी करो से को जस्ट आस्क देम टू ओके. सो वी बीन डिस्कसिंग अबाउट डिफरेंट टॉपिक्स, रोल्स ऑफ डिफरेंट एजेंसीज, वी टॉक्ड अबाउट ECBC, बट व्हाई डू वी नीड कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग? एंड द डेफिनेशन ऑफ कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग इज very wide open. So one is capacity building for the agencies, the implementing agencies, that how they are going to make sure that ECBC is enforced at the state level. The second kind of capacity building could be to create a cadre of ECBC design professionals, consultants and ECBC third party assessors. And third kind of capacity building could be awareness amongst developers, vendors and end users. So this is the kind of training need or capacity building we need if we have to implement ECBC. So first component of capacity building would be people. So we need to train people, the enforcement agencies, complying agencies, facilitators. Two, what kind of tools are needed to implement ECBC? That is also part of the capacity building. Softwares, webinars, study tours. Can we have some kind of study tours? Can we push forward the webinars system in India within state agencies? And the third could be systems, professional database, material database, ECBC compliant building database. So this is how we divide the capacity building and training needs into these three components. So we'll request you to just look at this slide. So this slide basically talks about a complete life cycle of a building, from land purchase, planning, design approval, construction, handing over and operational. So what is important here is that different agencies will have different kind of training needs, because they will have a different kind of role during the different stages of ECBC implementation. So it is very important we understand that. So this slide we already discussed. So state designated agency, they have role in notification and administration support, registers of ECBC professionals, rules, guidance materials. Urban departments, they have role in ensuring ECBC. So they are the key agency for enforcement, integration of ECBC in bylaws, building approval process. And DISCOMs, they have the authority for occupancy connection certificate monitoring. Works department, they need to integrate ECBC in their designs, standards and contracts. Developers integrating ECBC, same role. And professionals, they need to be trained on design evaluation and certification for ECBC compliant buildings. What is the training role of facilitators here? Material and technology suppliers, they should be motivated to progress for innovation, and we should ensure that we have suitable materials, oblique technologies available in the country. Third-party assessors, they have role in verifying ECBCM compliance. So like the gentleman, the architect talked about, that do we have the capacity at the state level, will we need the designers in our team, what would be the role of third-party assessors. I think that is the role we need to maybe create more people here. So what are the enforcement agencies? Just this slide is very important. I understand, I think everybody is filling the evaluation forms now. I think we circulated evaluation forms at a wrong time. Yeah, so 5 minutes, may I request you to please look at these slides, 5 minutes please. Okay, so the first part which is here is, when we talk about urban local bodies, we may have different kind of trainings, different kind of capacity building needs for different professionals, like decision making authorities. So you cannot ask decision making authority to sit for 1 day or 2 day. So we need to have a separate training for them. Your execution officers, what kind of, because execution officers, they might have different kind of issues which they would like to have. So maybe we can have 1 day or 2 day training for them. Your on-site supervisors or execution team, 1, 2, 3 days of team. So what I'm simply saying is that if you simply define that there would be one training requirement for ULB, that is a wrong statement. You need to have 3, 4, 5 types of modules for different types of professionals within ULBs. Again, same is with state designated agencies, the decision makers, execution officers and all that. Same is with DISCOMs we are talking about. PWD, we can have a separate session with chief engineers, chief architects, superintending engineers. We can have a separate session with execution, executive engineers, officers, and we can have the team who looks after the on-site issues. Like my experience with you is, and the gentleman from PWD in the morning, he talked about availability of materials. One issue I would like to highlight here is, when we started interacting with PWD, so one thing which came out from PWD was that they said, sir, our design team, the conceptualization team is different and our execution team is different. And sometimes what happens is that designs made at the conceptualization stage, the teams there are not aware that what happens to those designs or what kind of changes have been incorporated in those designs. So maybe when we discuss that, we need to maybe discuss that as well, that how do we, what kind of different layers do you have where we need to maybe have kind of capacity building programs for them. Developers and professionals, maybe we need to create more professionals. Some architects may require training on ECBC, on different tools and all that, so we can take care of that. So this is the strategy. I think MEDA and the other states, they have taken forward, they have signed MOUs with different institutes. We are creating capacity at state level within the government organization as well as with the institutes. So you all can maybe take forward this agenda within your states, within your departments, and we are always there to help you. So if you see this, the example is MEDA collaborated with ICMQ Mumbai, Green Tree. So DG Saab already discussed this in the morning. Close to 3,000 professionals have been trained as of now in Maharashtra. And if you see this, so if I talk about Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, I think Madhya Pradesh is more. So 1,050 through this program. And if you see the distribution, government officials, private stakeholders, students, and Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, I think it is more than 300. This number is not right. Bihar and Odisha. So what we are just trying to convey here is that you need to come out with your training needs, that what kind of training do you need. So as a state designated agency, I will request you that you need to identify who all needs to be trained. So through this program, what we will do is, we are creating standard training templates which can be shared with you all, so that you can organize it with your institutes, your urban local bodies and all that, that can be undertaken. So this is fine, we discussed this. So maybe we can move forward to these discussion points. So what I will do is, I will first move forward with discussion points on designs and then we can have on training. Tarun, can you please go back to the design? No, just open that slide. Open that slide for designs. Yeah.
So we are nearing the conclusion of today's regional workshop, and these are the few discussion points which are kind of comprehensive discussion points. Some of these we have tackled, but the house is still open before we finally conclude for any participant to make any observation, any comment or any question. These issues we have actually discussed during the course of the day. For example, the impact of ECBC on initial cost and life cycle cost. Then key challenges we have already discussed. We have had experience of Rajasthan, Daman and even Maharashtra experience in so far as the progress of ECBC is concerned. Developers' perspective came from two of them. One is the utility service provider Tata and then one CREDAI member. Nyati builders. So developers' perspectives obviously should be taken care of in the sense that they should feel involved in the process. Then administrative compliance processes, building bylaws, this is one issue which I was discussing while I was making my note. Are we going to somehow touch the MRTP provisions also when we go for building bylaws? Or Provincial Municipal Corporation Act in some, so that is one thing which needs to be discussed further at UD level also. What is SOR? Modification? Schedule of rates. Schedule of rates we have already discussed. I think most of the states have already done that. And tools, there are so many tools available. One of the tool was just shown by Mr. Didi. So these all are the tools which will help. Integrated approach within design team for the project. So design team while designing should have an ECBC expert so that the plan which is made after this, the first plan should itself be ECBC compliant. And then market instruments to promote ECBC adoption. Market instruments to promote, I don't know what is this, market instruments means?
So the idea, whole idea was that one is we are talking about incentives and all that.
Okay.
So what according to them would be the drivers? So one part was that what according to them is the challenge, why they are not able to do it. Mm-hmm. But what are the things which will motivate them? We just wanted to know.
Okay. Yeah. So market instruments will be something which help in bringing the overall ECBC material into the overall ECBC concept into the building design and construction economy. Material should be cost effective. It should be readily available. Then there should be compulsory legal backing to have this material so that it percolates down. Obviously, incentives and penalties are an important part. Then some tax concessions in terms of GST on this material, which is under discussion. And some tax concessions as part of local bodies, local taxes like property tax. So I think overall, everything together can really make a difference. And I'm happy that the end discussion points are the ones which have been kind of, you know, which have been covered during the day. So this is kind of the roadmap which we have in front of us. And I must congratulate PwC also that they had this agenda in such a flowing way that we have a logical conclusion at the end.
just one thing, maybe with your permission, if I can ask, is that because we have good participation from PwD professionals here. So with your experience, because you are the, yeah, so with your experience, if I may ask you that as a PwD, what kind of challenges, because we worked with PwD with few design offices and we had our experience. So if you have to adopt ECBC in your designs because you have a design team at the start, just want to know from your side that how can we have ECBC included in your designs
What is the best way to do that, if you can share with you, so that we can work on that?
Sir, myself, Atul Chavan, Superintendent Engineer, working at Aurangabad. In Pune, while working as Executive Engineer, we have constructed two green buildings, out of which one has already got 5-star rating of Greha, Circuit House. Sir, our experience is that we should have minimum peoples in our implementation level or that sanctioning and all these parts, because maximum peoples create more problems. This is our experience. And the persons involved in construction of circuit house was very less. So it we could construct this that building within 2 years, including interior and all these things, and it is a state of the art building. Sir, the second point is key challenges pursued to adopt ECBC. Sir, generally tendency of people, ek kahavat hai sir Maharashtra mein कि शिवाजी महाराज जन्म ले लेकिन वो दूसरों के घर में, तो काम करना है, ग्रीन बिल्डिंग करना है. हर एक आदमी जो उस बिल्डिंग में रहता है आज तक, जिन्होंने हर एक ने मुझे फ़ोन किया है कि आपने बहुत अच्छी बिल्डिंग कंस्ट्रक्ट की है, थैंक्स, बहुत अच्छा ये किया है. लेकिन ऐसा कोई नहीं कहता है कि ये हम भी करेंगे. तो ये जो ये है मेंटालिटी या जो लोगों की ये है वो सोच, बैकअप माइंड में लोगों की जो ये ऐसी बात है, ये बंद ये होनी चाहिए. ये भी एक इम्पॉर्टेंट बात है. और तीसरी बात सर, पब्लिक वर्क्स डिपार्टमेंट हैज़ अ ग्लोरियस हिस्ट्री ऑफ 150 ईयर्स, बट स्टिल मैक्सिमम ऑफ आवर बिल्डिंग्स आर कंस्ट्रक्टेड विदाउट एनी परमिशन. दिस इज वेरी एंड वी कैन से डार्क साइड ऑफ द थिंग्स. आवर आर्किटेक्ट विंग, इट इज़ ऑल्सो वेरी स्ट्रांग विंग. So they should be encouraged, and they, if our government has issued a GR that all buildings, government buildings hereafter will be green buildings. So I ask our secretary, sir, it is this is very good, but the basic things needed for this are the consultant, Griha consultant, ECBC consultant, and all these things. So our people should be trained for that. So we have, with the help of MEDA and PwC, Sangamitra Madam, and all these things, we had 2-3 workshops at Aurangabad, and we are trying on the same line. Definitely, if PwD is involved in this, will make a good difference. And all the government buildings, all buildings, I think the bar of that 100 kilowatt on all these things should not be there. All buildings we must try to be built as green ECBC buildings or ECBC compliant buildings or green buildings. Thank you, sir.
Before we can give inputs, one point which you raised, that we need minimum people to see. Right now, a building plan is prepared by an empaneled architect of the corporation, submitted to the corporation, approved by building department, and handed over back to the owner or developer. Here also the levels are the same, but this architect will not be simply producing a civil plan, he will be producing an ECBC plan. For example, now we know Mr. Lele is one ECBC architect.
He was our consultant, sir.
No, I am just giving an example. If I am a developer, I will go to Mr. Lele because I know he will combine the element of both civil and ECBC plan. The plan coming from Mr. Lele is ECBC compliant, this everybody would know because he is a certified ECBC architect. Okay. And then, no, right now he is a master trainer, but finally he is a professional. Right. So he will be training many architects for certification course, they will become certified. So once this plan goes to the corporation, there only it goes to one level, that is the building permission department. Now we are saying that to judge whether Mr. Lele has made a proper plan, they need somebody who understands what is ECBC. Here also there is no extra person apart from one ECBC person, which is part of corporations on workforce who has been trained. So there is no extra person there. Plan will be approved in the same way. After the plan is approved, the developer will start developing the building. Here the role of third party assessor comes for the corporation for random checks, pre-occupancy or post-occupancy, to verify whether the developer, Mr. Lele, have they both remained committed to their commitment of the plan or not. So third party assessment as on the day is in this form. So third party assessment has become important in all the fields. Even in the other government departments, we do have internal systems, but still, you know, the days are coming more and more, like we are subject to more and more third party assessments, whether it is for Swachh Bharat or whether it is for Kuposhan Abhiyan or whether it is for anything. Even for renewable energy targets and the commissioned projects, we are having third party assessments now. So third party assessment is a part of life now. So we cannot say that there are more people governing us or kind of supervising on us. So that is the way of life now. But here actually there is no increase in governance. So we are like minimum government and maximum governance, or both minimum or both ease of doing business. So we have not raised the draft which has come from BEE that has taken due care, that like we were discussing in the morning, that we should not give rise to Inspector Raj or License Raj in a backdoor way. That has been taken due care of. That is why this grievance redressal committee has come up. Yeah. Otherwise what will happen? Whatever they decide is final. Where do I go? I should have some say before the civil courts, obviously, before the competent courts. I should have an administrative mechanism. So this is one thing, and I am happy that the PWD is greatly getting involved in this project, because finally for government building is one major chunk, and every year we are constructing so many government buildings, so that part will always remain very, very important for us. So I am happy, and these all issues, DSRs, type plans have to be revised to include ECBC compliances, so that work has to be done, so that wherever is, because once the type plan is made, it is followed blindly. So that is the best part about PWD. So we can be sure of getting ECBC compliant buildings, provided you include ECBC compliances in your type plan. Yes. Right? Because finally you are the one who are constructing and supervising, and we totally trust you. So PWD making a building will definitely be ECBC compliant if the plan is ECBC compliant. So that way, and you can add about the training and workshops.
About the training and workshop, as sir had been telling in the morning, that we have done an MOU with the four institutions who will be doing the capacity building across Maharashtra. So even in Aurangabad, we have had a workshop recently, but then with the separate entities, like we have thought of getting the capacity building done through the PWD officers, ULBs, UDDs, even the architects, building associations, everyone we have thought of catching through this capacity building sessions that are going to get conducted. So we have actually thought of that capacity building would not be laid back somewhere when we are imposing the rules on the government, by the government on the state. So we have taken care that the capacity building shall be done in the due course.
You want to add something? Yeah, quickly, please.
It is there, sir. Actually, it is not separately designed for DISCOMs and all. It is about capacity building of ECBC by wholesome plans. Like, it is a one-day, two-day and three-day sessions that we have targeted. Like, one day we'll give the brief of the ECBC concepts, and today is in the details, a little bit of details and all. And three-day we'll go with the simulation trainings also. Like, how the building will be examined through the simulations and all. So, all the different utilities and the roles would be defined in the workshop for sure. Like, it won't be separately for a utility and separately for another organization.
But sir, having said this, we don't mind arranging a separate training for you and your team at a place convenient to you and for an audience of your choice. We don't mind, provided you get to us and we can fix that.
Yes, we can do that.
So yeah. I think it's high time we conclude the regional workshop. Yeah, please.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. Regarding the mega building that was highlighted during the session, so can I know what is the stage of the building? Has it achieved the completion or it is near?
Let me tell you the stage. We are still leveling the area.
Ha. Okay.
No, we have started. Let me tell you, the groundbreaking ceremony was scheduled on 27th of last month.
Okay.
In the August presence of Honorable Union Power Minister and Honorable Minister for Maharashtra State Energy. But somehow, because of some last minute engagements of the Honorable Ministers, though we started the work on the same day, because you know we have a deadline. And Mr. Lele is very, very keen that we follow the deadline.
The purpose of my asking was so that can we arrange some visits during construction period?
Exactly. See, in fact, once we start the main building, we will be writing to all of you, inviting you to have a visit. And that visit will be pre-planned so that Mr. Gaurang is also there.
Yeah.
We have already planned some study tours and visits during construction and even post-construction.
Right, sir.
So,
that's fine, sir.
Yeah. So,
maybe sir, what we are planning, just one thing. What we are planning here is, of course, we'll discuss with DG Saab and all that. We will create, because this is a design phase, as we mentioned, we will create some kind of a DPR or a template, okay? A case study which can be shared with all that if you design a conventional building, how will you do it, whatever you do, and to achieve this, what changes we have moved forward to achieve this, so that it is beneficial for you all. Yeah.
Can we know some buildings in India where they are completed, where you could possibly arrange some visits for?
See, that's what, if you recall, Mr. Didi had mentioned about the building of Municipal Corporation of Hyderabad, GMCH. So that is a building, but we are claiming this mega building to be a super ECBC compliant. And net zero. So in fact, did you see the ratios when it was shown? It's like much more than super ECBC in terms of the figures. Now the thing is that that building is already there. This is yet to come. I can understand your apprehension from the engineering point of view. So we are equally kind of, you know, very keen to see how it comes up. And and we are very, very hopeful that it lives to the expectations of all of us. Because like, for you, it's an experiment for us also. And see, it became my additional director general, Mr. Jadhav, would be in a better position to tell, but I can tell you the background. This building was conceived as like any other building. But then finally, the idea came up that when we are trying to showcase MEDA, ECBC, the need of the, then why not have a building which can be showcased as net zero ECBC super compliant building? So like, we lead by the example, we lead from the front. So we can preach others to have ECBC building, provided we have our own ECBC compliant building. It's like if I wear helmet, then only I can tell you to wear helmet. Or if I wear seatbelt, then I can preach. Otherwise, I can't. So this is that kind of thing. So it is very emotional and emotional and very, very ambitious project of MEDA. Not just because it's just not a building. It's a way of life. That's what I have been telling since the morning. So let's have it, and we pray to God, and with all your wishes, let us hope that the building comes up in next 2 years. So that, yeah. So there are so many stakes on the building, especially from ECBC point of view. So with this, I think it's better to conclude the conference. Otherwise, our some speakers might miss the flight. So I'll request Mr. Ralan to conclude and. I request Ms. Smita to conclude and
one last question, please.
Who is it? Yes, please.
One last question. We have a vigilance and quality control wing of our department which imparts training. So do we have some experts on this?
Yes.
Who could be called for?
Yes, you get in touch with us. We will arrange a training of your people at a place of your choice, at a time of your choice, and to a group of your choice.
So nice of you. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Don't worry.
Just to all the PWD and all the developers, good that you are excited to see MEDA building, but but don't wait to start your work for after 2 years. Okay, so we will provide you the case studies in next 2 to 3 months time,
yeah,
which you can use to make your designs. That's my request to you.
I would sincerely extend my vote of thanks to Bureau of Energy Efficiency for giving us this opportunity to arrange the regional workshop in the state of Maharashtra. I would thank our Director General, Shri Vipul Sharma sir. Because of him, the day was very successful. His suggestions, his guidance have given us the lights to move ahead. I guess you all also agree with this. And I would even extend my vote of thanks to all the participants for sharing the valuable time out of the busy schedules. And not only sharing the time, but even participating into the workshop of and turning the workshop of in the form what we thought of. Rather, it wasn't. We thought that it shouldn't be a presentation session only. It would have been more of discussion, and we found it in the same ways. So I thank you all for giving this result out of this workshop. I once again extend my vote of thanks to everyone over here. Thank you very much. I would even like to add one more thing. If any suggestions or remarks you need to add on to, you are please, you all can do that to EEE@maharja.com so that we can incorporate those things into our way ahead plans. Thank you.
Hope you all have filled your feedback forms or evaluation forms, okay? Just to add your comments, please. Don't leave that forms, please. Thank you.